Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we continue our look at lupus and end-stage renal failure. Lupus is an autoimmune disease where the immune system becomes overly active and attacks different parts of the body. It's considered particularly unpredictable because it's not necessarily hereditary, can show up at any time, and has no test that can screen for it. It also has no cure. Patients with lupus tend to experience periods known as flares, when symptoms show up, and periods of remission, when symptoms are under control. On the other hand, end-stage renal failure, also known as end-stage renal disease, ESRD, is the complete loss of kidney function. But how are the two related? Well, ESRD can result from lupus. Urologist and amateur nephrologist Dr. Lawson Douglas says ESRD by itself can prove to be expensive and debilitating.
Well, one of the most debilitating things that when you have kidney failure, nobody wants to hire you. So you can imagine you're out of a job. You have to travel if you live in a rural part of Jamaica to a dialysis center. A Cornwall regional, you don't have easy access to hemodialysis. You have to travel, usually, to get to dialysis.
Persons with ESRD have significant difficulties finding and keeping jobs due to the frequency of treatments. As ESRD can stem from lupus, understanding lupus is critical to prevention. Symptoms of lupus include a general feeling of being unwell, aching joints, a rash, fatigue, swelling due to fluid accumulation, and fever. However, lupus is so unpredictable that previous family history is not necessarily a risk factor for its development. Rheumatologist Dr. Keisha Maloney says lupus can target anyone.
Well, anybody can get lupus, any age group, but the common age group that is affected are people in the age group between 15 to 40. Any gender can be affected, but females are more commonly affected, particularly females in their reproductive years. So women are more affected than males.
Although any part of the body can come under attack, the common areas affected by lupus include the skin, scalp, the lining of the lungs and heart, the joints, the blood, the brain, and the kidneys. Jacqueline Goldburn, who is battling both lupus and ESRD, was officially diagnosed with lupus in 2008, and 6 years later, developed ESRD.
Because I have lupus, I am also in renal failure. That means my kidneys don't work. And that is a late aspect of my lupus. It was in 2014 that I was diagnosed with renal failure, or I recognized I was in renal failure. And that has changed my life tremendously. It means that I must now dialyze because my kidneys don't do the normal cleaning of the blood. So I have to go to dialysis. I go to dialysis 3 times per week. That's a whole week as far as I'm concerned.
Dialysis is a way of treating end-stage renal disease, where an artificial kidney is used to flush the toxins from the body. This artificial kidney also controls the water balance, pH, and blood pressure in a patient. It performs the exact function of the kidney and sees patients visiting the hospital roughly 2 to 3 times per week, 4 hours per visit. Dr. Goldburn says, despite having both diseases, she continues to stay positive and cope for her family.
If, for example, one of the features of this disease is that you get very tired and dialyzing adds to that. So going to dialysis and coming back many days, I'm just tired. And so I take frequent breaks. Sometimes I just lie down. Sometimes I come to work late or later. I make sure I eat right. And I still try to do a little bit of exercise. I just do as much as I can manage to do.
It's recommended that persons with both diseases reduce their stress levels, exercise, get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep daily, get frequent checkups, and maintain a healthy lifestyle. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.